Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody. Thanks again for tuning in the show. And of course, like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded! Yes, K1's Internet Radio, you dig? Drums please. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome everybody. Really appreciate you guys tuning into the show. 347-934-0966. Of course, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. The official site for the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Once again, the number to dial to the show is 347-934-0966. And the site, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Make sure you add the dash, you dig? We're going to be talking about some stuff tonight on the show. Beef. Beef, what is beef? What exactly is beef? What's for dinner? It also could be an argument, a falling out of some sorts, a disagreement, we could say, amongst people. Beef, issues, drama, problems, and black music. That's what we're talking about for episode 215. You dig? I'm going to tell you right now. See, the thing with me, the thing about it is, you know, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even going to front. I actually had something else to talk about. I had planned on talking about something else today. Until this nigga Ray J. This nigga Ray J made me change my subject about what I was going to talk about on K100. I'm not even playing. I'm not even joking a little bit. Ray J literally made me change what I was going to talk about on K100 today. Because Ray J went mad on live radio for about 8 solid minutes. Actually longer than that, but according to World Star Hip Hop, you know, it was an 8-minute clip that he had on there. And if you don't know, Ray J went fucking bananas on Fabulous. Fabulous is, of course, a rapper. Ray J is, of course, an R&B guy, supposedly. Then again, I don't know. I don't know who's who. After this particular rant in this situation. But he basically inspired me to do this particular show on K100 Internet Radio, UD. I was going to talk about something else, something that was, I think, a little bit more serious or whatever, but no, fuck it. You people want the drama? You want the drama? The fight? You know what I'm saying? You want the drama? You want the fight? And all that kind of stuff? Hold on. There it is. Yeah! You want all that? I got you. Because that's what you guys want anyway. At the end of the day, you guys love it. That was the number one downloaded, watched shit on YouTube amongst black people over the past couple of hours. A lot of other stuff is going on in the world that's more important. They're about to kill an innocent black man. Oh, no one cares. Oh, fuck that. No one cares about that. See, I could talk about something like that worthwhile, but no. Not us. Not our people. What we want We want the drama. We want the basketball wise. We want the bullshit. So I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you, 9K100. I'm going to give you what you asked for. We're going to talk about beef. We're going to talk about all the drama and the problems that we got as black people and why the fuck we got millions of dollars and can't seem to get a goddamn loan. Now listen, everybody has problems. Everybody has issues. I dig that. I get that. I understand that. Just because you got money, don't necessarily mean it's going to change your attitude. If you're an asshole, you're just going to be a rich asshole. Alright? Money actually enhances the fact that you're an asshole. You just become a bigger one. Alright? I understand that. I dig that. So I know that when people start calling into the show today, some of my opinions about some of the stuff that I'm going to say is going to be like, look, it's probably just for record set. Look, it's probably just for entertainment. Look, it's probably just, you don't know. I mean, what would you do if dad was you? I know all the, I know all that. Let me just stop you in your tracks. See, the name of the show is not just simply beef, all right? It's beef between black people. Beef between black musicians. This is basically what I'm talking about on the show, all right? You've got, and I know people are going to say, oh, it's the media. It's the media that always makes it seem like black entertainers got problems and got issues. You feel me? I understand. White people, pop icons, some of the bad boys of rock and roll had crazy beef and crazy fights with people all the time. All right, country, don't get me wrong. All right, I know that. But it just seems to me, and this is what we're going to, I'm asking you people today. All right, I'm going to ask the callers. It just seems to me, just in my ever so humble opinion, that the beef between us is more consistent. We're going to have more of our artists in black music beefing with either each other or some other person or some, it doesn't even have to be another artist. It could be some, we're going to have more drama and beef from a black musician, whether it be rap or R&B or whatever, all right? And the main point is that it's going to likely turn really physical and violent and actually going to be a real-life fight. It's a greater chance it's going to be a real-life fight when it's black people. Now, I don't know if that means that we're just a more violent people. I don't believe that, all right? I don't believe that black people are more violent than any. Let me say that one more time, loud and clear. I don't believe that our people are more violent than any other people, okay? I don't believe that. So, that's neither here nor there. But what I do feel like is that most of us come from, since we're basically the low people on the totem pole, if you want to keep it 100 in this country, all right? We have more issues that's going to be relating to solving that issue through violence. You know what I mean? Because we're from, most of us are from urban areas. Most of us are from lower income families, all right? That's just the truth. I'm not making this up. This is statistics. I love my black people. I'm proud of us. But this is just the facts. So what can you say? What are you gonna do? That's the truth of it. So it just seems like we got a lot of shit going on per capita. I'm not excluding the bullshit that white people or any other race of people go through in the country. All I'm saying is that per capita statistically, we got more drama and shit going on with us, with ourselves, our families, or whatever. So it just transforms into looking like that in the media. Because there's only a select few of us that are famous in the first place. And then when you just take that small, concentrated number of people, well, it's a good chance the odds of that person, you know what I'm saying, snapping on the motherfucker. You know what I mean? It's a good chance. It's a good chance when you think about it. But that's not our fault. All right? It's more of them than it is of us. And it's a greater chance that one of us are going to come from a fucked up situation. Period, point blank. All right? That's just it, okay? So I'm going to ask people on the phone line tonight, we're going to give some examples of some current beef that's going on, you know what I'm saying, right now. Of course, I'm going to start with the whole Ray J thing. Now, if you haven't heard the Ray J rant, you really should listen to the Ray J rant. Okay. This guy goes completely ham on Fabulous. I don't know. I wasn't there until I see some video or whatever. I don't know if it was true or not. Fabulous already came back and gave his little statement or whatever. But the way Ray J went in, to the point where he's actually saying he's gonna get some guys to rape Fabulous. Hold on, let me pump my brakes. His exact words was bend him over and stick it in his booty. How fucking homo and gay is that, Ray J? I don't know. Extremely. But those were his exact words. This guy's threatening to get people to rape Fabulous. I know other white people have had problems. Britney Spears fought with everybody. Justin Bieber little ass and had beef with people saying slick stuff like, but I don't remember anybody saying they was going to threaten to get anybody raped. I just don't remember. If you got the example of the white person that said they were going to have someone gang rape the person that they had an issue with in the industry, please stop me now. Stop me now. Say, Blizzum, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Such said that then. Oh, okay. Maybe I missed. I'm not a real big entertainment news junkie anyway. I'm only doing this fucking show because you people love this crap. Okay, I like it a little bit. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I really appreciate it. By the way, if you're an artist and you know someone that's an artist and you want to get your music on K100 Internet Radio, all you got to do is send the song in an MP3 format, one song in an MP3 format to K100radio@gmail.com. That's K100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word @gmail.com. Send it to me. I want to hear it. I want to check it out. I'm going to play it. Be mindful that I only play independent artists on my show. I don't give artists with major deals, household names, play on my show because everybody knows that I can't get the motherfuckers to call in and do an interview on my show. So why am I supporting this shit? This is not a popularity contest. K100 is also kind of like a community service project. We talk about everything from politics to pussy, ladies and gentlemen, here on the show. This is episode 215. If this is your first time listening to my show, you got a lot of catching up to do. And if you want to do that, I really appreciate it. And the best way to do that is to subscribe to my podcast on iTunes, please. Subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. Just go to iTunes. Then go to the iTunes store. Of course, you need an internet connection, of course. All right, go to the iTunes store. Type in K100. It's going to take you to it. When you see the middle finger, that's us. All right? This whole process takes about 3 minutes to do, and it's free. Once again, it's free to subscribe to my podcast through iTunes. I've got over 30,000 people who downloaded episodes. Well, over 30,000 episodes of K100 downloaded through various people. All right? So we're doing pretty good there. But I want you guys to subscribe to the podcast because it makes it really easy for you to catch up with past episodes that you may have never heard. All right? So if you've never heard the show before or you can't catch me live during my live hours, which are 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, but you want to hear how the show went or whatever, if you subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, it automatically updates your computer and downloads all episodes. You can go through and uncheck ones that you don't want. And then from then on, every time I broadcast and you miss it, it automatically adds it to it. So next time, all you got to do is just launch iTunes. As soon as you launch iTunes, boom, the last episode or episodes that you couldn't catch live, automatically downloaded, nice and neat for you, in a nice little neat folder for you, ready for you to slap on your iPod or your whatever portable MP3 player, or you can burn it to a CD that way with your own software and listen to me in the car, all right? Straight up, man, and we've had some great shows on K100 Internet Radio, so please subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Thank you in advance. Now, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. We're getting ready to go to the phone lines. All right. We got an artist that's supposed to call in tonight. He's going to be on the phone line. His name is Jay Harden. All right. And dude is very talented. He's He's a singer. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask him his opinion about what he feels about this beef amongst us fellow musicians. Of course, I don't know if it's some kind of way you found out about K100 without knowing about me, but I'm the host, Blizzum. I'm also an artist myself. Make sure you catch my album that just came out this past summer. It's been out for maybe about 2 months now. Blazing Up the Streets, The Cinema of Me. You can get it online. If you're in Atlanta, you can get it at DBS Sounds in the stores. All right. And I'm on iTunes, so check me out. Do that. And congratulations to my homie, my partner now, my homie Big Bully Streets, who you call Best Hip Hop Artist at the Atlanta Underground Music Awards this past weekend. Shouts out to him for that. You feel me? I'm real proud of the homie. He worked hard. Those mixtapes that he put out were good. You feel me? So I feel like, yeah, he deserves that credence. You know what I mean? And shout out to my whole camp, my whole team, Team Stress, for taking Best Hip Hop Group at the Atlanta Underground Music Awards this weekend. It was a great weekend for the team. It was a great weekend for K1's Internet Radio, because all that represents us here at Chainless Entertainment. All that represents us as a Click Team Stress. All right. Shouts out to everybody that was there. All the nominees. I seen a lot of movers and shakers in the music industry there. All right. On the low, for real. On Sunday, I did. Friday and Saturday. But you win some, you lose some. Yeah, you know I mean? But shout out to everybody who came out and supported all the underground artists that's in Atlanta. And once again, congratulations to my crew, Team Stress, for Best Group, and my homie Big Bully Streets, for Best Hip Hop Artist. Yeah! We did that. So now when I say the award winning Team Stress, don't look at me crazy. All right. I'm going into the synopsis and I'm going to the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines and you want to talk to me, you got to make sure you press the number one. Listen to that little computer guy, lady, thing, person, whatever. All right? When you call into the show, if you want to talk to me, you must hit the number one on your keypad. I see a lot of people on the phone lines already. A lot of y'all must want to talk about this beef. What's going on, this beef between black artists and black music, all right? So I see a lot of you already on the phone lines. But make sure, if you actually want me to come to your phone line and ask you the questions, or you want to give your opinion about what I'm talking about on the show tonight, make sure you press the number one on your phone line, all right? I got a lot of you on the phone lines, but only a couple of you are pressing number one. So I'll assume that you just want to listen to the show through your phone, that you don't have an internet connection. Maybe you're out and about. Maybe you're at the gym working out and you got your phone going. If that's the case, I still appreciate you being here. I love you. Right. Now, here we go. I'm going to read the synopsis. I'm going to go to the first person, which is 912. All right. We got all kinds of people on the phone line tonight, man. 813-251-856. 678-404-904-912, a couple of 850s, a couple of more 404s, two or three people with their fucking numbers blocked. I hate people because when they call from private numbers, they just show up as like all ones. I don't know who you are. I hate those because they be trying to hide or something, y'all. Like, represent your hood. Unblock your damn number before you call my show. It just annoys me. It just annoys me. And then they be wanting to press number one when it comes to their phone lines. I can't see who you is. I'm about to talk to somebody who live in your state. I'm trying to care everybody. Chicago to New York and back. Shout out to that 718 I see. So, people are listening. People are checking me out all across the country. So, without further ado, episode 215. Okay. And I'm going to read this and I'm going to open up the phone lines. For those of you who don't know, that's how I do it on K100 Internet Radio. All right? I read this little description that I post up all over Facebook. Oh, yeah. If you're not my friend on Facebook, you should be. And you should be following me on Twitter, @Blizzum. @Blizzum. B-L-I-Z-M. Check me out. All right, so I'm going to read this, and then we'll open up the phone lines. In this country, let's just be real, all right? Controversy sells. Controversy sells. That's been indisputable since most of the shows that people have watched are centered around some sort of, you know, reality or fake drama. Now, when it comes to music, we have more than enough controversy to go around in all genres. But, like I said before, it seems like socially, black people have a far greater chance of dying violently than any other group. So our musicians and our artists, especially in the hip-hop genre, and now it seems like in R&B, when we talk about a couple of these beefs, have a great chance of having some sort of public beef. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there's beef among other genres, like I said before, all right? The thing is, when it comes to beef with our black musicians, It's always blasted over the media, which is their fault and our fault for even putting ourselves in that situation. And second, it has a great chance of getting physical for real. In hip hop, music beef is intertwined with the genre because 90% of the artists are from urban areas where violence is an everyday thing. It just makes sense. It makes perfect sense that in a country where young black males have a high chance of dying by gunfire or doing prison time, it will in turn produce a genre of music that is laced with violence since hip-hop is dominated by young black males. But it seems lately even the supposed to be softer side of black music, the R&B side, has become riddled with beef. Omarion and some other person and, you know, what's the guy down there in Florida, Pretty Ricky, those guys were beefing with Bow Wow and just a bunch of, the R&B dudes used to be the laid-back cool people. You know what I mean? Back in the day. You only had a couple of them that was wilding out. But now, it's like the R&B dudes got something to prove. So we're going to talk about that on K100 Internet Radio. So here go the questions, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think black musicians tend to be more violent than others? Question number two. Do you think the rap and R&B genre makes it seem like us, black people, can't get along? All right? I'm black, by the way. If you didn't know that. Question number three. Is beef good for rap and R&B music to boost sales? Do we need beef in our genres? Because we actually like to see a good fight. You know the only reason why Worldstar Hip Hop is even relevant? It's not because they play videos. It's a lot of people that play fucking videos. It's because Worldstar digs up the worst side of us and puts it on fucking Flush Street for the rest of the world to say, look at these fucking monkeys. That's my issue with Worldstar. But at the same time, you can't shoot the message. The ignorant niggas doing all the ignorant shit, that's on Worldstar. Worldstar didn't go out and say, hey, I pay $1,000 to go and beat this fucking little young ass girl in the head with a pipe. And I you know, all the stupid, crazy, ignorant nigga shit that you see on Worldstar, you can't really blame them. You can't really blame them. They're just the messenger. They're just showing you what we can be like, but not all of us. All right, question number four. What do you think of current and past beefs in black music? Give me some examples. Of course, to me, the most famous beef by far was the Pop Biggie beef, which ended up with I'm not even going to stay long on this. I'm going to go to the phone lines. But seriously, I don't even know if that's really why. Well, it might have been a major reason why both of those brothers are dead now. But it wasn't the only reason. Okay, it was more shit to it than that. That's all I'm saying. This is some shit I know for a fact. There's more to it than just the rap beef. You know what I mean? Alright, that's all I'm saying. But I'm gonna go to the phone lines and I'll give you my opinion about all that in a second. So first up, here we go, episode 215. We'll go to the 912 first. First up on the line from the 912, is this Billy Best?
Yep, the reckless one is back. What's happening, bro?
What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show. You did? I appreciate you taking time out your busy day to listen to me and call into the show. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Okay, homie. Give it to me straight. Let me go ahead and ask you these questions and give it to me straight, all right? Question number one. Do you think black musicians tend to be more violent than others? That's the first question. Honestly, don't lie. Just keep it 100. That's the name of the show.
The only reason why I'm going to say yes because of the fact that it's reported. People put it out there.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
When you see other beefs that ain't okay, yes, it's just as violent, but it's just not as interesting. I don't know what's going on with the Red J and Fabulous thing.
Listen, to what I'm saying. So you did what I know most people that's on these phone lines, the people that's gonna call in tonight did. You automatically start to excuse the behavior and try to pan it off on the media.
Oh no, I'm not excusing or condoning what we do. I mean,
that's what we do.
It's reported. It's out there. You know.
But you have to do it for
it. It's not the media's fault because you know people would like to sit there and record it on their phones and post it up on YouTube and say, hey, look at this fight and see these two ghetto girls or this fat pregnant girl stabbing some dude in the heart for cheating on all this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's out there because people choose to, you know, because people want to put it out there for. And I hate to say it, entertainment for others. You know, that I hate to say it, but it's entertainment for others. Because everybody can sit there and look at laugh at our downfall, and it's the fact that we don't have that much common sense. We don't know how to handle ourselves accordingly, is what I'm saying. So I would say yes to that because of the fact that it's out there. You see the stuff on YouTube, WorldStar, all these other social media sites and all that stuff. You know, we're the most reported. They're not going to sit there and report, like for example, a neo-Nazi heavy metal band saying, I'm just saying, they're not going to report that.
First of all, I don't even want to use that as an example. Let me stop you from using that as an example. Reason being, I'm not talking about an example neo-Nazi headbanging group motherfucker. Those motherfuckers are just, they are hate from the get. So I'm not talking about, I don't even want to bring them to describing it. You feel what I'm saying? They're not gonna. They don't report that because we already know what they're about because they're a hate group. Okay, I'm not talking about that kind of stuff right there. That goes without saying. All right, I'm talking about the pop groups like Limp Bizkit. People don't know Fred. What's his name from Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit.
He got to fight for people and other artists all the time, and it was reported sometimes, but not all the time. But he was always constantly. He's a white artist. He did a form of hip hop, which is probably why a lot of times he probably even got as much attention about being violent anyway, because it was kind of like he was doing rock rap anyway. You know what I'm saying? He was, but you never really saw it blown up in the media. But it's other white artists that do be violent and do be fighting. Kid Rock is another motherfucker who's notorious for getting himself into altercations. All right? But both of those motherfuckers are rock and roll rap type guys.
Or Tommy Lee and all that stuff, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if that, I don't know if that's what it's about. I don't want to say that's what it's about, but I'm just saying those kind of artists, those kind of white artists, they do get the spotlight beamed on them, and they're white. But I'm saying as far as it goes to black people, it just seems like more of us are actually, you can blame the media so far, but it just seems like our artists can't seem to all get along at some point.
And that's what I'm saying. They don't know how to handle themselves accordingly. Or even more so, it's just that it ain't what people expect. People don't expect certain artists to clash with one another. They don't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, when you see something that you don't expect, of course, you're going to tune into it and be like, wow, I didn't know that. What? You know, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So that you know, and that's basically the big thing. It's because of the fact that they don't expect it.
Uh-huh.
So of course, what they don't know and they're curious about it, they're going to tune into more about it. And of course, they're going to not so much as promote it, but post it and say, "Hey, look at this. This is what happened."
Okay.
You know?
I feel what you're saying. So let me go to the next question. Do you think that the rap R&B genre makes it seem like we can't all get along? When these black artists are beefing and everything, do you feel like, dang, here you go? Do you have this feeling like, damn, here you go again, another damn black artist beefing with another mother, and this just make it look like, you know, niggas just can't get along. Niggas just don't know how to act no matter how much money they got. Do you think that's what other people think of us when they see these beefs and stuff?
The old saying goes, you can't take black folks nowhere. It does apply to even with rich black people. Some rich black people. So, I mean, yeah, it is an embarrassment if you're on an award show and you're supposed to look a certain way in front of the camera, you know, just to say, hey, look, I'm doing great, buy my album, listen to my single, or vote for me to get this award, but then you're backstage and cameras catch you behind the scenes when you don't know that you're caught arguing with some dude or some chick or some groupie or some bouncer, stuff like that, you know. So, I mean, yeah, that's what people are gonna think.
So you think that's what? Because I don't. This is my problem with a lot of shit. When some white person or white entertainer does something stupid, no one says, like if what's that? What's the bimbo's name? The silly bimbo. She's only famous because of People's Rich, the Hilton girl.
Oh,
what's her name?
Yeah,
that chick. Her. Yeah, that bitch. Look, like when she does stupid shit, and we're not talking about violence, but it just throwing her out there. because I can. But she does stupid stuff. No one sometimes you'll hear black people saying, that's that white girl shit. That's just white people for you, blah blah blah. You hear people saying that. For the most part, they just really though, other white people don't think that or whatever. They just think that she's just a rich spoiled brat. They don't say their whole race is fucked up for that. But black people, it seems like we like to generalize our damn selves when we see niggas acting like that. We be like, man, you know, niggas just they making all of us look bad. They're making all of us look bad. But white people don't say that when somebody white does something that makes all white people bad look bad. We say that though, and other people believe that, but we believe it about ourselves. We say that ourselves. You hear us saying that on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Yeah. I'm not making this up. You feel me? It's like when other black entertainers do silly shit like that, it reflects on the whole race of people. You know what I mean? Even though we all know we're not stupid like that. I don't know. Maybe that's just how I feel about question number two. Question number three, is beef good for rap and R&B to boost sales? Do you think that ain't nothing wrong with, you know, a little healthy beef between these guys as long as no one gets hurt? What do you think?
Healthy beef and just controversial beef is two different things. Like, okay, example, when Kanye West and 50 Cent had their album come out the same day. Now, see, that's good for sales because everybody's going to wonder, like, okay, you got two good rappers, two successful rappers, businessmen, and they got an album coming out the same day. And they stand toe-to-toe on a 106 Park stage. You know, that's good. That's sales. But when you have a 50 Cent and a Ja Rule beef,
mm-hmm.
and they fight at a factory in Atlanta or somewhere, if that serves me correct, my memory. Okay, guess who's going to lean towards, you know, the more dominant type rapper, which is 50 Cent.
Uh-huh.
Ja Rule, he's washed up and he's in jail. He ain't gonna never be heard of from again in the next 3-4 years. So everybody's gonna lean towards more of the dominant type of rapper, which is 50 Cent. So, of course, it's not gonna benefit when it comes to a controversial beef. But when it comes to a healthy beef where it's gonna benefit both sales, where both artists go platinum, then yes, it's good.
You can't.
Controversial
you can't,
beef? Nah.
Yeah, but the thing about it is you're trying to have your cake and eat it too with that answer. And I know a lot of people are gonna do that tonight, and I'm a culprit of that.
I'm just in the gray area when it comes to that because you know you have a lot of artists back in the day and current that have healthy beefs, not so much as fighting and all that stuff and cussing each other out, but more of a respect like the old days, like more of a respect type. Okay, I know you don't like me, and I don't like you, but you're gonna respect me, I'm gonna respect you, and let's go ahead and make this money together, but on our separate paths. But when we cross these paths, and you know we're gonna see who's the better person.
Right.
And just leave it at that. But now you got fuck this nigga, fuck that nigga, I'm gonna shoot you, this, that, and the third. You know, is you know that's how I look at it. That's what I call. You know, that's the example I give when it comes to a controversial and a healthy beef.
All right, I think beef is I have no problem with controversy and beef per se. But like the shit, there's always a overboard with everything. You feel me? And listen. Everybody who knows me knows that, like Tupac, for instance, the Tupac Biggie beef back in the day, and even his current beef with old boy. My thing is this. Okay, these guys, they were, Pac was, you know, one of the illest ever to me, one of my favorite artists. But I felt like, yeah, he crossed the line when it came to his beef or whatever because of some of the things that he said on the track. You feel me? The thing about it is, we hit him up. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I mean? But you got to understand that when you say stuff like that, like the way Ray J recently just said all this outlandish stuff about what he's going to do to Fabulous when he sees him. He's going to smack him up. He's going to get his friends, his gay homeboys to rape him or some shit. You know what I mean? Just ridiculous shit that Ray J was saying in this fucking interview. If you haven't seen that yet, go to World Star. It's on there. Just Google the Ray J shit. It's all everywhere.
Oh, I heard it. I found that like surprising.
That right there. See, when you say stuff like that right there, that's not beef. That's
beyond.
That's straight up attacking someone's manhood. You know what I mean? That's straight up. You're going way too far. If someone actually ends up really getting hurt after that, you feel me? I can't say that I would be a shock, all right? If Fabulous just runs up on Ray J and busts him in the motherfucking head with a motherfucking goddamn pipe or some shit, you know what I mean? You feel me? I'm not gonna say that that Fabulous is just an ignorant rapper. I mean, this nigga was talking super duper reckless on his show, straight up. I'm gonna play a little bit of that, and then we're gonna go to the next caller. All right, I'm gonna play a little bit of. I want you to hear real quick what Ray J was saying. Hold on, let me load up this audio real quick, cause it's just. You don't. Some things. Let me switch audio over real quick. You know, some things you just don't fucking say. Let me load up some of this Ray J shit, and I'm gonna let you guys listen a little bit. And this is beyond beef to me. This is not beef. This is another man insulting another man, all the way another man's manhood in a way that it's not about you just dissing me on a song saying I'm a whack artist or anything like that. This is something that I bust your fucking head over. All right, like in real life. But you said it, Ray J. Okay, here we go.
Hey,
what the hell went on?
Curse? Are we live?
No. Yes.
We live.
Yes.
Okay, so I ain't gonna curse, but these punk faggots, and excuse my language, but you know what I'm saying? Be whoever you want to be. Love whoever you want to love. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, when you want to disrespect me and the money team, and we got 7 Rolls Royces outside, and we just made 350 racks on the... Don't disrespect me. I'm gonna smack you up again, fool.
That's
what I'm saying. Niggas saying, wait, Jacob, be up. I shot that nigga in the face, my nigga.
So you punched Fab in the face?
One time. Hey, all I'm saying is if you got Fab number, tell that nigga to send a picture of his face right now.
Wow.
Okay, Ray J, let me ask you. So this is what happened because you didn't like
these bitch ass niggas.
You didn't like what he was saying on Twitter, like making jokes.
No, I was like, look, don't disrespect me and Philly like that. I play piano on that motherfucking piano every day. That's my big bro, nigga. We grew up together. So if you think I just came over there and sang a song, you got me motherfucking twisted. I'm always over there, nigga.
Remember, we on air, Ray. You can't curse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Envy. I'm sorry.
So go ahead. So,
Envy, I'm sorry. Are we live?
Yeah. So you're posting me what happened.
What?
I said, so you went up to him at the after party.
I'm with
the money
team right now. We are over here. I swear to God, he's running for me right now. I had 100 fools outside on Moon right now. He never left the club. He was scared up in there. He tried to call the police.
So when you...
All right. So... That's just the one, and I don't know exactly what part. Let me get my music crunk back up. I don't know exactly at what part, you feel me? But it's like towards the end where he's like, yeah, then I'm gonna get some of my homies that like boys, and then we're gonna, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna get him and they're gonna bend him over and they're gonna stick it up his booty, like literally. I wanted to know exactly where that part was, but okay, yeah. So anyway, he goes way above and beyond. You know what I'm saying? Talking about what he's going to do when he sees Fab. I'm going to smack this nigga again. Blah, 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 blah. He just goes extra with it. You feel me? And look. By the way, kept saying that, are we live? And they kept telling him, yeah, we're live. But he's like this motherfucking faggot. And he's not on K100. He's on FM radio saying all this shit. Like, I don't even know how they let that ride. I wonder if anybody got fired for that. I think my homegirl LL's on the line. I gotta ask her, would anybody get fired because he's a celebrity? I gotta ask LL about that. You feel me? But did you hear what just played, Billy Bat?
I heard it before I called into the show.
Okay, so too much crossing the line.
I heard Fab's response, and it sounds like to me what Fab is speaking the truth of. The nigga sound like he coked up and he on pills or he high or something. I mean, the dude just went straight completely bananas on the show. And then I'm surprised, like, you know, the owners of the radio station, they come down and cut the nigga off. Or he ain't
right.
They ain't go to the FCC or whatever. You know, but chances are, you on a public radio show where everybody, the kids and all that can hear, he can get fined for that. And of course, he wouldn't care because he got money. He rich. I mean, you know, well, I'm pretty sure $250,000 ain't nothing to him. But, you know, he crossed the line, especially when you're talking about you got gay homeboys and stuff like, okay, that's something that you really shouldn't even put out there.
Yeah.
I understand that you threatening them, you want to say stuff with your chest and you want to smack them up again, allegedly.
Right.
All that stuff. But there's some things that you really shouldn't put out there to make yourself look like you suspect.
I mean, because you're trying to be hard, but you're talking about you going to get your gay homeboys to fuck them up the ass. I don't know.
I mean, he's always been an army type of dude, but then you want to be thug on this phone call.
Okay.
You know, but, oh, yeah, question number four, dog.
Yeah. Question number four, what do you think of the current and past beefs in black music? You know what I mean? What do you think of them? Are you thinking that it's just too much? Should we just all try to tone it down? Or is it just to the point where we've had just enough to let motherfuckers know niggas ain't to be fucked with? We going to be niggas regardless, and we okay. You think we okay? Or have we been making asses of ourselves?
I think everything elevated with the Biggie and Pac beef, you know. And mainly all that was he say, she say. You know, but when you had beef back in the early 90s, late 80s, all that stuff, it was just battle rap. It wasn't just beef, it was just battle rap. It was just everybody seeing who's more lyrical than who.
Right.
But now, you know, you got fights and you got controversy, all that stuff. I mean, you can name any beef you want, and it always ended with some type of disrespect. You know, from the loot of the T.I.s to the 50 and Ja Rules, Trick Daddy's and Flies, and Rick Ross and that white girl in California. You know, I don't understand that either. The Rick Ross and the
I don't even want to talk about that.
Whatever her name is in California, some up and comer artist.
That's not beef. That's just a little some celebrity bullshit right there. I don't even get into that. Now the 50 Rick Ross. All right, and I'm gonna tell you my favorite 50 beef.
50 and Rick Ross, was the most.
The 50 and Rick Ross beef is the most recent one in the new millennium, because you know the Biggie Pop thing happened in the 90s. I mean, it's 2011. The 50, as far as after 2000, the 50 and Rick Ross joint was probably the one that I felt like was good. It was heated, but it didn't end bad. You feel me? Ross got exposed. Like, and I'm a Florida boy, and I love Ross music, but Ross got exposed for a lot of shit.
Yeah, he did.
You feel
he
me?
Did.
But 50 swung a haymaker, punched him, and the dude stood up, and he's still winning. So you got to give him props. You feel me? 50 swung haymakers
at
Ross.
Anybody else
probably couldn't have withstood that. I don't know how many artists could have withstood the blows that Ross took, that 50 threw at him, but he was all right. You feel me?
Yeah, the Officer Ricky and all this shit.
So it was a lot, and he still made it through unscathed. So that was big ups to Ross on that. All right, stand by, Billy. Yeah. I got people waiting on. All right.
Yeah.
From the 850, what's popping? 319.
Hey, what's up? This is Shay.
Oh, Shay, what's going on, babe? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 215. All right. We're talking about beef. Beef in hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my three-piece compilation, man.
Yeah.
I hear you, three-piece over there.
Floyd Mayweather caught Floyd. You know what? Just to throw in some extra shit. The Floyd Mayweather fight. I got like so many people on the phone lines. I got plenty of time. I ain't going nowhere. We got a whole bunch of K100 left to do. The Floyd Mayweather fight. If you saw the Floyd Mayweather fight, okay, yeah. Look, man, I bet it against Floyd. Yeah, I bet it against Floyd. You know why? Because I'm playing the odds. Because everybody loses the fight. loses the fight. All right. Once somebody knocked Mike Tyson out, I said anything is possible. All right? So, Floyd can lose a fight. It's just that simple. Floyd can lose. He hasn't. But if you're playing the odds, if he keeps boxing, there's a good chance Floyd's going to get put on the deck. All right? So that's why I bet it up. The fucking dude fucked up, did something dirty. But Floyd came back, did something dirty too. I'm not even feeling that fight. You know what I mean? I didn't even really bet a lot because I never bet a lot of money against Floyd because he's a good boxer. That's just stupid.
I was going to say, because he's good. Give him that.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I am one of the motherfucker fight Pacquiao. Well, shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Floyd, I'm sorry, homie. Just saying. I want you to fight him. I want you to fight him. Fuck the test. Just go beat his ass anyway. Fuck a test. Go beat his ass. That dude gained 17 pounds the day before the fight. You still put him on the deck. Go fight Pacquiao. And I shut the fuck up, Floyd. All right, moving on. Episode 215. Shay, beef.
Yeah, but before you get started, I got to give a shout out to one group of fellas who don't beef with each other, and that's Team Striz. Congrats again on your award.
Yeah. Actually, we do beef with each other. No one just knows it when we do it.
No, not on the street. Beef at home, but you don't take it out in the streets amongst folks. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, but no one knows. Everybody, every group and every clique beefs. I don't give a fuck who they are, especially if you're doing music. You're going to have controversy. You're going to have issues. All right? Straight up. Team Striz and Chainless Entertainment need a reality show. You want to know? You think these motherfuckers, Kardashians and lives are interesting? Fuck out of here! Fuck out of here! Us, we bananas. Bananas. The shit that we go through, all the behind the scenes shit that go on with our camp. Each one of us individually could make a hit reality show. All of us together, the whole camp is fucking bananas. I'm petitioning, since y'all like that drama. You want drama? Follow us with cameras for fucking 24 hours. I'll show you fucking drama. But I also show you some grinders. So once again, appreciate that shout out. Team Striz, Hip Hop Group of the Year, Atlanta Underground Awards. Big ups to us. Big ups to Big Bully Streets, Hip Hop Artist of the Year. You feel me? Atlanta Underground Music Awards. Okay, Shay. Episode 215, Beef in Black Music. Question number one, do you think black musicians tend to be more violent than others?
You know, I think that's kind of like a sideways question. I think there are more, in terms of like, you know, rap itself, there are more black rap artists. So that's okay. Where it's going to be at. You know, whenever you see some beef, whenever you see some arguing, whenever you see some tension or whatever, yeah, it's going to be more focused on that because it's an area that's predominantly black. So, you know.
We got a lot of beef in the R&B community right now. We got a lot of beef in the R&B community. It's not just rap anymore. Ray J is not a rapper.
Black too. I mean, when you look at it, that's predominantly black too.
That's what I said. That's why the name of the show is Beef Among Black, Beef and Black Music, Black Entertainers.
Because it's, you know, predominantly, you know, black run, then that's what you're going to see. If there's a beef, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be with black because that's who's mostly in there.
No, it's not music, period. You got Hispanic. No, look. You got Latinos. You never heard anyone at the Latin Grammys. You know what I'm saying? At the Latin Music Awards, get up on the stage and shit, do some ignorant shit like Beyonce had the best video of all time and make a fucking complete ass.
Yeah,
of
they ain't gonna put time, Dave.
You never had motherfucker doing that. Oh, Tijuana don't fuck with Mexico City. Tijuana don't fuck with Mexico City. Well, let it be known then. Thus sparking the East Coast, West Coast beef that ultimately probably led to the demise of Tupac and Biggie. That was Snoop's words. New York don't got no love for the West Coast. Remember that? That's how the fuck awards, how that whole shit started. You feel me? So you don't hear that shit going on with the Latin Awards at the Country Music Awards. You don't hear that shit, okay? I'm not excusing these. I'm not excusing niggas' retarded behavior tonight on the show. I'm calling them out.
We already know certain groups are a little bit closer knit, you know, than other groups anyway. I mean, you know, you already did a show on that, you know, why we don't stick together, period. So,
I said, yeah, you're right. I'm just saying. I mean,
you know, if we can't pull together, then, yeah, when there's beef, it's going to be a big beef. It's going to be a blow-up beef. So.
All right. Okay. So, here we go. Next question. All right. Do you think the rap and R&B genres make it seem like we can't get along as black people? Does beef like Ray J and all this, does that make us look bad all together as black people, or is it just, you know, making them look bad themselves? Not all of us. Does that make you feel like you look bad?
I don't think it's making, you know, all black people in general look bad because, you know, all black people ain't the ones that's beefing. So, I mean, whoever it is between them two people, and I wouldn't even say it make them look bad. It depends on what it's about, really. I mean, you know, if it's like, you know, musically related in terms of, you know, who got the best rap style or whatever, something like that, then, you know, that's just, I think that can be healthy, a little healthy competition or whatever. If they beefing off something off that happened off in the streets, man, keep that shit in the streets. Why you got to bring it all up in front like that? You know, everybody ain't got to know about that. That ain't got nothing to do with your music. I mean, it might have a little influence on music, but.
See, that's the thing about the thing about that is, especially in the, you know, artists, us writers, we talk about shit that we go through in life. Now, some of these artists make up shit that they never went through in life, and they sell it, and people buy it. All right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, and that goes on, but a lot of artists actually talk about the shit they've been through. So, if I really am beefing, if I am Tupac and it's 1994, you know what I mean, and you know what I'm saying, me and Biggie really going at it toe to toe, whatever, and I'm really feeling like, man, I can't stand this nigga. This whole crew's a bitch. Fuck Puffy. Fuck Mobb Deep. Fuck Bad Boys, the staff, and the motherfucking record label. And if you feel like you down with motherfucking Bad Boy, then nigga, fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. You know, if I'm feeling like that, you feel me? If I'm feeling like that, then I'm going to say it on the song. You feel me? I'm going to say it on the song.
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Because I'm feeling like that right now. I may regret doing that because I could end up being cool with these guys again. You never really know, but a lot of times, artists, we react right there on the spot. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm mad. I'm ready for war. You feel me? I mean, I don't want to say. I told you, Hit 'Em Up was way over the top. When you make a song like Hit 'Em Up, you got to know that when you see these guys, it's gonna be violence. Period. You after that interview that Ray J just did, there's no way.
That's a whole other story.
I know, I understand all that, but the kind of person that I am, and I don't know what kind of person Fab is or whatever. I don't even know what happened. But even if he didn't even punch me, you feel me? Even if he didn't even punch me, for real, and he's making the whole thing up, you know what I mean? Like he said, you know what I mean? If he's making the whole thing up, okay, that's cool. But since you done went on the air and said all that, what you gonna do to me when you see me? Blah blah blah. Automatically, when me and you can't occupy the same space. Me and you can't be at the same events and functions and shit because it's gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a motherfucking problem.
He aimed to show his face at the same event after talking all that smack. His little soft butt. Who's scared of him?
I'm just saying, if you come on the air and say I was out of line, I apologize to that man for saying that kind of reckless shit on FM radio or any other format of radio. Then nigga, it's a standing motherfucking whoop your motherfucking ass, probably murk you and your crew order for me and my peoples when we see you, nigga. That's just how I'm going to take it as a person that me. Now, people may say, Blizzum, that's ignorant. That's stupid. Why would you even feed into that blah, blah, blah? It's different strokes for different folks. It really comes down to what kind of person you really are. Rap beef, hip-hop beef, R&B beef, all kind of beefs really could boil down to what kind of people are involved in the situations. When you take real people who do real things, and backed him into a corner like that. See that? See, he couldn't say that about nobody on my team. Because I'm already knowing if he says that about anybody on my team, when my team's his team, it's popping. And then we're going to look like the stupid, ignorant rappers who always beefing, and the people are going to down us and say bad things about us. I'm saying this because I just recently got into a fucking fist fight in a club that had nothing actually to do with me and my cramp, but it just had to do with a whole bunch of other ignorant motherfuckers, you feel me? But no matter what, you are who you are. So when things pop off and you react, either you a bitch or you not. You know what I mean? Period, point blank. Let's just keep this shit gutter. Either you a bitch nigga or you not. Me not being a bitch nigga, this nigga Ray J could never say that about me and occupy the same space with me without me motherfucking laying hands on him. It's not gonna happen.
From what I heard, I think Ray J felt like he was just, like, trying to get attention. I don't know what his motivation is or, you know, what how many bodyguards he got or whatever, but it sounded like to me he was trying to get attention. Sounded like to me that he was trying to hype up a situation for attention. That don't even sound like him. It don't even sound right coming out of his mouth.
But it doesn't matter. It came out your mouth, nigga. So when I see you, I'm going to make you eat the words. That's my opinion. All right, next question.
I'm sure he's going to eat them.
Make sure you say stuff about people, then you bout it. Cause if you ever say something like that about me, nigga, I'm gonna see if you're real. If I go off on a rant like that ever in life, ever, if you ever hear me go off on a rant like that about somebody, I really mean what the fuck I'm saying. Cause I know people are listening. You know what I mean? That's why when I get my opinion about people's music, I'm like, look, this is my opinion or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't hate the motherfucker. I make sure I let people be known that I ain't got no personal problem with this artist. I just think he's a whack artist or whatever. I think what he did was wrong or whatever, because I don't want to be misconstrued. You feel me?
Right.
Because that's important to me. To people like me, you don't say certain things, and you know what I'm saying? Unless you really about it. Unless you really want that. You feel
uh-huh.
me? That's just what it is. So, with that being said, I feel like what Ray J said on fucking radio, saying that he's going to get his homeboys to fucking rape Fab, you know what I'm saying? Saying it, next time you see him, he's going to smack the shit out of him. When we in the same motherfucking place, nigga, I'm going to be over here waving my hand up. Oh, that's Ray J? Oh, here I am. Come smack the shit out of me.
That's like premeditated assault. what the hell?
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure he knows that I'm in the building. Come on, remember when you say I'm here? Come smack shit out of me. Roll camera. Now that's how I'm gonna handle it. I'm just telling motherfuckers how I'm gonna do it. It may not be the right course of action, but it is the way I feel. Question number two, so I can get to the next caller. All right.
Okay.
Oh, question number three. Do you think beef is good for R&B and rap? Do you think beef is good for it? Do we need beef just because we black and we like controversy? And you want to sell some records? We need a little bit of beef.
I keep the people a little hyped up, you know, just like, you know, with the Kanye 50 beef, you know, with the record sales that was going up and everything like that, you know, something like that. I think that's a little healthy competition. I think that's good. It keeps people on their toes. It keeps them, you know, fighting for who's the boss, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's all right. I think it's all right. You know, anything
okay.
in moderation can be good.
All right. Question number four. What do you think of current and past beefs? In black music, what's like the one beef that stands out to you like currently? What's like you just wrapped up in it. You love this particular beef.
I don't know. Let's say that I was like wrapped up in or whatever. I don't know. Well, I won't say it's current, but what like really like I thought was funny was the 50 and the Jeffrey Atkins beef. Yeah.
Jeffrey Atkins.
Ja Rule.
Oh, 50 and Ja Rule. My bad. I wasn't a fan. Never knew it was going, man.
Yeah, I just thought that beef was
good. I just felt like I don't see my whole that was an unfair beef. Let me go on record right now saying the 50 Cent Ja Rule beef was a very, very, very unfair beef. And let me tell you why, ladies and gentlemen. This is why. Very, very, very unfair beef. Ja Rule got caught up in some shit with his label. His label got fucked up right at the very moment his response was needed. He needed to respond back to this assault that 50 was giving him in the media and everything. And then his label, the money got locked. The feds seized up the money, seized up assets of Murder, Inc. and all that shit. And he didn't have any cash or capital, anything, to be able to put out his response and his music. So it's like all you heard was 50. It's like right in the middle of the beef, Murder, Inc., this nigga got indicted. I forgot this nigga's name. The nigga over down, whatever. I forgot the fat, light-skinned boy. Whatever, him, that nigga there. He got fucked up, and they seized assets. The money got fucked up, and he really couldn't, you know, 50 had an endless amount of money access to, so he just went completely ham on that guy. I'm not saying that, you know, the person who won that beef should have not won, which is obviously 50. All I'm saying is it was unfair. Now, I mean, it's unfair because, you know, both of them are supposed to be juggernauts. But Ja Rule really didn't have access to the funds for his label to get behind him and put his get backs, his comebacks back out and all that kind of stuff. You feel me? The whole Farrakhan thing was a fiasco. I would have never done that. Never, nigga. I'm not. You don't know. No. That's not going to happen.
Seriously, I don't think.
I don't know, but that was a good beef. I just felt like it was unfair because Ja's money got fucked up at that moment. He couldn't come back. You know the way 50 could come back. You know what I mean? That's a little unfair in that particular beef. That's how I feel about that one. Okay, stand by. Hold on. All right.
Okay.
All right. 843-640.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to K100. LL, what it do, babe?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0963.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's your internet radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 215. Beef in black music. Beef in black music. All right, that's what we're talking about. LL, let me ask you one question before we even start. LL, ladies and gentlemen, she was a DJ down on FM DJ on radio down in Panama City. She's currently working radio again in South Carolina right now. She happened to be a good friend of mine. Let me ask you right now, did you hear the Ray J rant?
I've heard bits and pieces of it. I really don't even dig into that too much. I kind of just take some of the headlines or, you know, some of what's being said, and I may report that and right. My entertainment or whatever, but I really don't. When it comes to that, I mean, I shouldn't say when it comes to that, because there's significant beef, like significant artists that have stuff that's like really burning up the airwaves, then yeah, that's more news. Yeah, I'm going to dive more into it. But what was the last thing Ray J did? So, if I want to know.
He's got a show off. Ray J's a star now. Let's not even. He's had a hit single out that "Sexy Can I." He's got that hit show on TV. He's got the tape out. Made that bitch a star. I mean, which, you know.
Well, okay, exactly. He made her a star, and his sister's a star, but he's just really not relevant.
Okay, but how relevant is Fab at this particular point?
Exactly. Neither one of them are. That's exactly why I ain't really paid it that much attention.
Okay.
And when neither one of them are relevant, then it's just kind of like, really, what's going on here? Who's got a record that's about to drop? Obviously publicity.
Okay, let me ask you this from a DJ, FM DJ standpoint. If you got a star on your show and they're going off like that and they're cussing and doing all that, what do you do? Do you leave it on and just take the FCC fine or what?
No, all of that stuff is on a delay.
So they had a chance to edit it out, you think?
Even if they didn't edit it, they can still push the cost button.
Okay. All right. So they just...
And then they can... If you push... You can push cough during a live call, and it, you know what I'm saying? You hear that beep. That's the beep you hear.
Uh-huh.
But if you were to go back and play the recording back, then it's going to have all the words in it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so basically that wasn't live on the air. He kept saying, "Are we live? Are we live?" And it's like, "Yeah, we're live."
And you know what? But see, that's the same thing. Like, okay, you can do stuff that's live per se. You know, you can tell people it's live. People hear it; they won't never know if it's recorded or not because you said it was live. Like, that's a radio trick.
Okay.
You never know what's live and what's not.
I'm almost positive it didn't come through the actual airwaves like that, or whatever. But you know.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it didn't either. I mean, and then it depends on the market that it's going on in. It depends on how much money the station has. It depends on all of that too. Because yeah, a couple of flips just to hype it up a little bit more. Yeah, you're gonna take that FCC fine if it actually happens. Because in order to get an FCC fine, someone has to call right in and complain in order for the FCC, or they just have to be listening and monitoring at the time, and they don't monitor all the time. A lot of that stuff goes through complaints, and then you hear recordings back, and then, okay, they actually did set it, okay, and then you're hit with a fine.
Right. All right.
So, yeah, that's the way that goes.
All right. So what do you think? Let me ask you the questions. Question number one, do you think black musicians tend to be more violent and have more beef than others? Honestly.
Certain ones, yes. But going back, like I said, okay, if you live that lifestyle and you beefing with somebody, 50, Rick Ross, Biddy and Pop, they live that rugged lifestyle. So that beef is verifiable. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You either done seen somebody do it, or you got people in your camp that's going to actually do it, or you already pulled off those moves yourself. Ray J, in the clip that you played back, him and his all extra, like, oh, Duche, I was laughing so hard. He's standing with his chest all extra hard. But all he's standing with his chest all extra hard is that he got a team of people. Really? You got a team? Okay, everybody got a team, but everybody don't call out their team when it comes to beef, because most people, if it's really like that, oh, I'm coming for you. It don't matter if 100 niggas out.
Well, he said he's going to slap the shit out. He said he's going to slap the shit out of Fab when he sees Fab.
Yeah, he did say that. But then he also said, I got 100 dudes outside right now. What you need 100 dudes for? Especially if you already slapped them. I mean, Ray J is just so bogus to me. I'm sorry. It's so bogus. But, I mean, the beef can be legitimate. If I only see view beef as being legitimate when they going back and forth with words like Ray J was using when they said that lifestyle. Ray J is powder puff all day.
Okay. Well, but they say let me go to a little bit more of the interview. Let me go to a little bit more of the interview real quick because it's just so much, frankly. It's just too hilarious. All right, hold on a second.
Only nigga that can squash this shit is DJ Clue.
We gonna make that happen.
We
gonna squash this.
Charlamagne, Envy, Angela Yee. I promise you, I'ma have Fab call up there, and he's gonna apologize to the Breakfast Club. He's going to apologize to me for being a broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga. I got 6 Rolls Royces outside, 2 Bentleys. My girlfriend was going to
get
that
nigga.
I'm playing games with this shit, nigga.
And I like Ray J a lot, so you're right.
Fuck this nigga. Fuck that whole team, nigga. I'm going
to
smack the shit out that bitch-ass nigga.
Nah, we're going to try to get Fab on the line.
Nigga, get Fab on the line right now. I'll smack the shit out that nigga.
You can't smack him over the phone, right?
On the phone that like niggas. And they gonna wake that nigga. Get that nigga over and stick it in that nigga.
All right.
Okay. So.
Oh my goodness.
So, I just wanted to make sure that people understood that I wasn't making that part up.
Yeah, that's great. But like your other caller said too, Ray, you already suspect. So to go ahead and verify that you got them, and trust me, I love everybody. Do what you do. Do it to the fullest. If that's you, do that. You know what I'm saying? No discrimination at all. Never. But, Ray, you already suspect. What are you doing? Are you verifying that everything is correct? You're making it official? What everybody's been saying is that, Ray is really, he really need to watch what he say. Why he all extra, being gangster right now, kind of. Sort of trying to be.
All right, question number 2. Do you think the rap or R&B genre makes it seem like that all black people can't get along? Do you think they make all black people look bad when they have all these beefs and shit? Does it make all of us look bad?
I mean, I don't think it makes us look bad because I know that I'm not, I'm saying that's not me. But for people from the outside looking in, I can see how people would make that assumption from the music game. But, you got stuff like Basketball Wives and stuff like that that's just like, really? This is what y'all are wanting to put on TV to make it look like this is the type of life we live? Like, that's, do you, I guess, but that stuff follows you. It follows you. So, you got to really be careful with who you associate yourself with. And how you display yourself to the public, especially when you are in a position to be displayed to the public like that. You don't want to be boxed in. You don't want to be put in that box of this one of them dudes that probably going to be like that other. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to box yourself in like that.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't know, man. I need my music back after that Ray J rant. That part right there is when I heard that particular line. When I heard that, I was just like, "Yo, man, I don't know, man, but that is crossing the line." If you say that, you feel me? When you say that, it's like you got to be ready for whatever, man. You got to be ready for whatever.
You
know what I mean?
Or whatever. But at the same time, like, even the people on his team, if they do live that lifestyle, I would be mad at him. Like, why you put me out there like that? That ain't what I do that for, to be going to do that to nobody. That's not what that's for.
Exactly.
Craziness. Ray just talking out his ass. For real. He's
talking about his ass.
That too.
Okay.
What's the next question?
I don't know. I'm just saying. When I first heard the Ray J one, I'm like, oh, damn. Ray J really snapped on this nigga. But then I got to the very end, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, he took it there.
Whoa. You know what I mean?
He took it all the way there. Mm-hmm. It's just like, and of course. If he would have called me doing it, I would have played it. What? Ray? I would have played it and blasted it in all the blogs and everything. I would have been the first one tweeting about it. So, right. Everybody going to jump on it. But at the end of the day, if everybody's poking fun at him, why he thinking that, oh, this is what I did? every conversation that's going on, I guarantee you, ain't nobody out there saying, you know what, Ray a hard dude, he really going to go after them. No, they sitting back laughing at him like, for real, you is so entertaining right now.
I first heard it, I blasted it out over my Facebook. I was being super sarcastic, so I was like, you know, yeah, all these, are you fake hard rappers, you know what I'm saying, you better be careful, mm-hmm. We're a R&B dude, you know what I mean, and people was like, you know, I wasn't really behind Ray J, I just thought the shit was fucking hilarious, I couldn't believe he said that shit, hey, I couldn't mm-hmm. believe he said it. I really hate blasting out shit on Worldstar, I really do. Bastards, you know what I'm saying? I got a love hate relationship with Worldstar for real, because I just feel like a lot of the content makes us just look. If beef makes us look bad, then fucking Worldstar Hip Hop is one of the number one culprits of making black people look ignorant. But it's not them. Like you said, you can't shoot the
message. It's not them. They're gonna do it all day. Anything they get, they're gonna bash it out. It's their job.
So you know that's what they do. They just put it out there, hell. You know what I mean? But when I blasted it out there, people were just like, "Wow!" You know, it was the response that people were posting on the post and everything, and shit people were saying was like, some people was like, "Damn, you were extra hard, dude. Got to go back in." And don't get me wrong, if I'm Fab, I don't give a fuck how gay it sounds, nigga. I don't care how, for real, I'm gonna beat your ass when I see you. You gonna beat me? So just
oh yeah,
saying definitely. You gonna be on with you, but nigga, next time we occupy the same space, nigga, we ain't DJ Clue can't break it up, nigga. Clue can't stop nothing from happening to you when I'm in around.
Ain't nobody
stop
that.
That's
one of the things that he done said.
No one's
that
gonna
he
stop
has
that,
some ways
of war. Not anybody on the planet. I'm gonna fuck you up when I see you, homie. Alright, so look, I got a special guest calling in, LL. Let me ask you two questions. An artist calling in tonight. I'm going to play a song, and he's a pretty talented brother, so I'm going to get him on the line in a second. You feel me? I think I see
okay.
him on the phone. hold on a second. Let me see. I don't know if that's him or not, but we'll see in a second. But let me go ahead, and I'm going to get ready to play a song. Let me see if that's him on the line, and then I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to go back to I got 269. I got Michigan Girl on there, 678 on the line also, so we'll come back to them. Hold on. Let's see. 678-887. Harden. That you, Harden?
What's up, DJ?
Jay, what's going on, my nigga? Thanks for calling the show, brother. So, ladies and gentlemen, on the lines with me right now, I got the homie Jay Harden. You feel me? And he's an independent artist, R&B brother. And I'll let him describe his music to you. I don't even want to say R&B. Hood and blues would be the more accurate term. What's going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. Just sit up here making some music, man. Working on a hook for B.O.B. Trying to get some stuff to him. That's all, man. Just did the record, Akon, man, about 2 weeks ago. Akon in L.A. out of New York. Just baby, make it do what it do, doing an independent thing. Just won independent R&B artist of the year with the AU Atlanta Einstein Music Award. So
Yes. And that's where I met this brother at. You know what I'm saying? I met him, I was already actually friends with you on Facebook before that. I know you know that. But never met you in person, you know what I'm saying? I just heard some of your music, and I was like, oh, he dope. I like the music. So I friended him on Facebook, and I met him for the first time at the Atlanta Underground Music Awards where we was at. Like I said, my homie Big Bully Streets won Independent Hip Hop Artist of the Year, and our group won Hip Hop Group of the Year for the award show. So big ups to you, and once again, shout out to my crew and my homie Big Bully Streets for that. So I got my networking on, you know what I'm saying? Reached out to him. I said, yo, man, I want to get you on K1's Internet Radio, and that's just what we do over here, you know what I'm saying? So tell the people a little bit about yourself. Where you from, man, and what your music contain? What's the content of your music about? What are you bringing to the game?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Well, you know, my music is really called Hood and Blues, and Hood and Blues stand for Hold On One Dream and Believe You Exist Sometime. Being I'm not the typical R&B singer, you know, what I mean by that is my struggle was a little different, and at the same time, I don't have a clean face. I wear a full beard. Been wearing a full beard since I was knee high to a buckshot and could swish in a water pond. So, I felt like I need to come with something different, innovative, and creative. And I work with artists such as Jadakiss, Trick Daddy, Davis Banner, Napa Root, Zero, Trader Truth, Akon, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? One of the artists coming off Hood and Blues. And at the end of the day, it's just a thing now that people are starting to accept it. I got work with that pole, which is the Pole Dancers National International Anthem. There's a lot of on, man, and I just recently started working with some guys and one chick the same background with me, Keynote, Nick, and Misha. So just trying to bring this thing to life, man, and all I can say is it's been worked by the grace of God. My shows, I've been getting paid.
still said where, when, or what. But at the end of the day, it's just been an awesome situation.
Exactly, exactly. So, without further ado, I'm going to debut one of Jay Harden's songs, the song he was just talking about, Work That Pole, for my K100 Internet Radio artist. I'm going to let the people, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to hear what the people think about the song. I'm pretty sure they're going to love it. I've actually heard this record before. So this is Jay Harden's joint, Work That Pole, and then we're going to come back to episode 215. I'm actually going to ask, stay on the line with me, Jay Harden. I'm going to ask you what you think about this current situation of all this beef that's going on, this Jay-Z Wayne and this Ray J Fabulous. I'm going to ask you what you think about all this beef and stuff when we come back from playing your song, all right?
I'm sitting here with a real goon named George. I got an answer for all this beef.
All right. Well, stand by. We're going to hear what he got to say and what you got to say. This is Jay Harden. Work That Pole.
Hood and blues. Real street shit. You know, this is real street shit. You feel me?
Mr. Rollins,
all my ladies out there that like working that pole. You know, this hood and blues shit. Hey, Greg Tyler, you a fool for them. All my ladies, let's get it.
Hey, working that pole. That bed is that bread, that cheese. Head down, ass up, sliding down with your knees. Shawty, let me see, you know I'm a freak. Turn over, bend over, bust it open for me. Right there, shawty, let me see. I love it when you bounce that ass up and back at me. Oh, standing ovation. It ring on that clip. She pulling on it. She tasting on it. Drop down into a split. Then she grabbed a tit and started licking
that's
it.
That freak shit.
That freak shit. That freak shit. Before the club closed, we're shouting
that.
I know the way she working.
the homie Jay Harden. You did K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show, episode 215. Beef and Black Music. That was the homie Jay Harden. Work that poll. Come on, let me real quick. Let me ask a couple of ladies what they think about that. Down in Florida from the 850. What you think about that, Shay?
I like that. That was nice.
You like that? Word.
Yeah,
true.
I like
true. All right. Up in Carolina, LL. What you think about that one?
Yep, Shay. Don't go get no poll now.
I'm putting up one in the middle of my living room right now.
All right. Michigan girl from Michigan 269. What you think about that one?
What's up? I like it. Made me want to go get a poll. Might have to go get one for the room.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. all right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the ladies think of the joint. There was a couple of ladies on the phone lines. Back to the homie, Jay Harden. What it do, man?
What's up, baby?
All right, man. Well, of course, I think the record is a hit record. I can see that in the strip club all day long. You feel me? You know what I mean? So big ups on that record, man. That should be playing every time you go to the strip club, basically, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? So I give you props on that one for sure. Now, real quick, let me ask you a couple questions. We're talking about tonight on K100, the beef in black music. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about just the current beef, how beef makes us look as a people, how it makes us look as entertainers, black entertainers, you know, the negative connotation that come along with us being hip-hop artists or R&B artists. You know, before it used to be where R&B artists were kind of considered to be mellow, the good guys. Now it seems like more of them are beefing than rappers nowadays. What do you got to say about all this beef that's going on in the industry?
Well, actually, right now at the level that I'm headed to, I feel like all the talk, a lot of those guys just talking. See, you know, we from the school, you know, I'm sitting right here with some of my friends right now. You know, I remember one time I got into it with a guy, and we just had a friend fight. We didn't talk. It was like, okay, we was upset with each other, so we went hand and fist, and it was squashed right there. I think what they need to do is actually start bringing out an octagon and let these guys train for 2 months with the best ultimate fighter they can find and let them hit right there in the ring and put it on pay-per-view and make money off of it.
I like that idea. I like it. I like that idea. Go ahead.
I just understand why so many people, everybody want to be a dope dealer. Everybody selling drugs on record. Everybody selling the biggest gangster you ever seen on record. And half of these boys don't even have a criminal history. At the end of the day, what I sell, I might as well be a prostitute. I sell sex. That's what I sell. Now, I sell sex. I talk about it because we all have to do it. I do it. I don't be no fake studio gangster talking about how many bricks I done got out of here with all this going on. But these people be just talking, man. A lot of these guys, man, I done seen guys leave that music video scene and kept martyr, man. I done seen these guys, man, be talking about how they do this and that and how they got working, what they doing and all this kind of stuff that supposed to be hard. And they actually leave their venue, leave their video shoot with a breeze card. So at the end of the day, I think it's time people just to be real and just do you, man. All this extra beef, for what?
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly how I feel about it, man. Well, look, thanks for tuning in to the show, man. I really appreciate it. Of course, the sidebar conversation, when is the damn Blizzom and Jay Harden collab? Well, can we make that happen? Can we make that happen? I want the Blizzom and Jay Harden collaboration. Can we make that happen?
Yeah, we can make that happen. It's on.
That's you heard it here on K100. I got Jay Harden on record. These archives do not get deleted. Matter of fact, if you want to catch this podcast and you couldn't catch it live, please subscribe to my podcast on iTunes in the iTunes store. Over 30,000 downloads already, baby. Yeah. Numbers. This episode 215, not 15. I've been at it for a minute now. Hey man, appreciate you calling into the show. Once again, congratulations on getting that award. You feel me? For best R&B artist, you know, at the Atlanta Underground Music Awards. I salute you, all right?
Bet it up, man. I want to give a shout-out to the Hood Stars. I want to give a shout-out to Georgia. I want to give a shout-out to Lady AJENT. I want to give a shout-out to everybody. I also won Hot Block Awards on Performer and R&B Artist of the Year. I want to give a shout-out to Michael Miles over there. Shout-out to all my people in the UK, Top 40, Jay Harden, the King of Hood and Blue. At the end of the day, we're not here to play dream or drift. We have hard work to do and heavy loads to lift. Shine out in the struggle, for it is God's gift. Be strong, be strong, be strong. Go hood or go home. Let's get it.
Let's get it. All right, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. That was the homie Jay Harden. He called it to the show. Like I said, big props to him for winning the Underground Awards. Also, I got some more calls on the phone lines. I see my homie Big Bully Streets is on the phone lines, and also Michigan Girl. They haven't talked yet. Bully Streets.
What it do, Shawty? What it do,
Hip-hop artist of the year for the Atlanta Underground Music Awards. Atlanta, man. Bully Streets.
Yeah, man, I mean, we did that, man. But that's just a testament.
Yep.
Man, I got to share that award with everybody on my team, man. Anybody from my team could have won that award. You feel me? Because we all work hard and we grind hard together. You know, I just happened to be the one that was singled out. But it's all about the team, man. It's all about us as artists and the females and women that are behind us in this movement. Very beautiful women, very talented at what they do in promoting us and having our backs and keeping us on the up and up. So it was a total team effort, you know, for that award. So I can't, you know, say it was just me. You know, it was all us.
Right, exactly. So, episode 215. This beef, all this beef in black music, black music. What you got to say about it, man? Do you think black musicians tend to be more violent than others? Is this just what niggas do? That's why we should be okay with it, or what?
I mean, you know, you could look at it from a standpoint of they, you know, people feel like we're more violent than others in everything. So why wouldn't it be in music as well? You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know, we the way we grew up, the way where we come from, and the need to always the fear of looking bad, what's happening to Ray J. That's what the whole Ray J thing is about, him looking bad. He's walking around with money. If people don't know what's really going on in the background, he's with the two most arrogant motherfuckers that you can name in the entertainment business. That's who he was hanging with. It was those two and him. He was with 50, and he was with Money Mayweather. And they called himself the Money Team. And they, you know, he got embarrassed. He seen the man that embarrassed him. They joked about it beforehand. That's what they had to say. I believe him. I believe it just because I know Ray J ain't punched that in the face. Ain't nobody saying that. You feel me? None of the reporters are saying that. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, you know, the need to not look bad is what got that beef started. But, you know, black folks in general, a lot of our violence comes from, you know, black folks being scared of other motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how to go get their niggas or how to go shoot somebody because they scared. You know, it's a fear factor involved in it. You know, I don't think everybody's as hard as they say it. Just because a man went and shot that man don't mean that man was, you know, hard. I mean, that nigga was scared of other niggas living. You know, that's how I look at it. You know what I mean? Because I'm actually from that. I'm actually around that. I've been around that. So I know where it stems from. You know, I know murderers. I know niggas. I seen niggas before they went and murked the niggas. So, you know, I feel like I've been evolved enough to know the behind the scenes. It's not what people think. You know what I mean? It a lot of it comes from just fear. Period.
Right. Okay.
So,
do you think that the beast that we have with so many of our black entertainers make us as black people look bad as a whole? Do you think people look down on us because of, do you think that makes us look bad? Or is it like, do you think people really believe that that's just them, all of us aren't like that?
Yeah, I mean, it makes us look bad, but, you know, that shit that YouTube video, the bitch and Burger King makes us look bad too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The bitch on the monitor train, that video makes us look bad, so we make ourselves look bad. I mean, it's not us. It's not me and you. But our people, as a people, yeah, we make ourselves look bad. Yeah, we do. And they have no problem. The media has no problem showing it at all. You know, it's not their fault. But they have no problem showing you. You know what I mean? Showing it.
Right.
They get their hands on the tape. They're going to play the tape. You know, why not? Why not? People say, why didn't they cut the interview short with Ray J? Because he was cursing and shit. But who's going to do it? What program manager, what director, radio director is going to do that? They're the only ones that got the exclusive story. They got the exclusive interviews. So who's going to turn it off? He's emotional.
Right.
He was very emotional.
Very emotional.
It was a meltdown, and of course they're going to catch it. They would have just dumped to not catch it. Like, especially when they're a radio station that has to have heavy competition from other radio stations in that market. So, of course, they're going to run with it. And it is what it is. So, I mean, we make ourselves look bad. They're gonna catch it on camera. They're going to play it to make us look worse. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is.
Right. So what do you think of this current and past beef in hip-hop? We're going to go to the next call after this. What do you think about these beef? Are they ploys to sell records? What about the Jay-Z Lil Wayne fiasco?
I don't think they sell records. These niggas be around each other a lot more than what people think. The music industry is small, as you seen the other night. You know what I mean?
Right.
Every night we go out, we see the same motherfuckers. It's the industry is not even all that big, man. Just like they was all in Vegas. These niggas see each other all the time, man. All the time. It's really nothing. It's what you make of it. It's what the nigga that read the Source magazine, the nigga that just takes these personas that people put up and these characters, and they think that they're real. You know what I'm saying? That's all the people that matter to. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's really nothing. None of these beefs mean nothing. Like I was telling my homie the other day, man. All these beefs, all these rappers talking about shooting each other, blah blah blah. Man, when was the last time a rapper actually got caught up in a beef and it actually was something that happened in a violent manner? I mean, it's just a bunch of niggas going smoke to me, man. To sell records. Point blank period. It's nothing else, man. Just like Ray J, just like the lady had said before, Ray J talking about doing this and this and this, but he's like, yo, I want my whole bunch of gold. And that's, you know, he's an artist.
Right.
So, that's what it is, man.
All right, that's Big Bully Street's opinion about it. Stay on the line, homie, you dig?
Yeah.
All right. Michigan girl.
What's going on? What it do?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Catch us live at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right. Matter of fact, hold on real quick, Michigan girl. Stand by. Let me run this commercial, and I'll come right back to you. Hold on. I got a commercial. Let me run this commercial real quick. This is for the young Sensations event that we got coming up this week. Team Shreds is going to be performing. It's an anti-bullying campaign for to stop kids from bullying other kids. You know what I mean? So you should support that. If you're in the Atlanta area, it's going to be out there in Decatur. Look it up on online. It's the Young Sensations Talent Search, and it's been put together to fight bullying in schools. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a bunch of young kids out there displaying their talent, and we're going to be in the building, all right? So check this out. Listen to this drop. Get the information. Write it down. Get a pen and pad. Let's run that.
Are you ready to be entertained? Electrifying performances on Saturday, September 24th at the Young Sensations Talent Search.
At the Young Sensations Talent Search.
Come join us at the hottest teen event in Atlanta.
At the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center at 6 p.m.
Hosted by comedian Nova Black, DJ Priest.
Special guest performances by Trinity Rose, Fresh P, Young Motive, and more.
Advance tickets $10.
Get tickets at www.yststickets.eventbrite.com. www.yststickets.eventbrite.com.
Teens are coming together to stop the bullying and violence.
Sponsored by ACL Events, Young Mogul ENT, NGA Radio, Tia Culver, Tony Mercedes, Polished Thought, Team Strez, Black Box Radio, powered by Purple Lavish ENT.
Okay, so make sure you go out and check that event. Okay, now, episode 215. Uh-oh. Let me turn my music back up. All right, Mission Girl, you on deck. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Question number one. Do you think black musicians tend to be more violent than others? Or is it just hyped by the media?
Probably some of them tend to be more violent than others, depending on how they grew up in the game, or how they grew up in a certain environment, then they bring that with them. But I do think some of them, you know,
Okay, all right. Do you think that the rap and R&B genre makes it seem like we can't get along as black people? Does rap and all the beefs and stuff, does it make us look bad as a people? Not just them artists, but us as a people.
I mean, to the ignorant people that, you know, think that all black people are the same, of course that just perpetuates the stereotype. For those of us, you know, that know better, we know that that's just ignorant people. It's always going to be ignorant people, whether they're celebrities, everyday people, whatever. So we just like, okay, that's a select, great group. But people that already have an opinion or think that all black people are the same, then, yeah, that when they see that, that just perpetuates the stereotype that they've already set up in their mind.
Okay.
I mean, me personally, I don't think it makes all of us look bad because I got common sense and I know that that's just a select group of people. Everybody is not the same.
Right, exactly. Question number three. Is beef good for rap and R&B to boost sales? Do you think it's okay to have a little beef every now and again amongst artists? You know, a little something to keep everybody on update on edge.
Little competition, hype it up. Like I think it was Billy Bass said, like when Kanye and 50 did their thing, you know, they was competing or whatever. They dropped their CDs the same day. Okay, that's cool. You hyping it up, but like all of this. For real, like, great day going in, all this craziness. And to me, I listened to it a couple times, because I was like, okay, he sounds emotional. Like, I was like, and then he keep bragging about how much money he got and how many cars and how he let Fab use one of his cars in his video. And I was like, okay, was y'all friends or something else happened and now you just feeling some kind of way? And, you know, because I know they said it started on Twitter or whatever, but he was, mostly to me, he sounded real emotional, and he kept bragging on how much money and cars and all of this he's making, so it sounded like his pride was hurt. And you know, us black people, we don't like our little pride to get hurt. You know?
Yeah, no. I can relate. I can't lie.
It is what it is. I mean, you know, if you think about it, if that comes back to, like, slavery times, because, you know, black people were treated so bad when they got a little bit. They were like, okay, all I got is my pride. So, nigga, you ain't going to disrespect me or you ain't, you know. So it kind of carried over into that where they feel like, oh, you can't disrespect me. You're not going, you know, you can't, you know, that's that pride thing. Because for a long time, that's all black people had, you know, was you're not going to disrespect me because they was disrespected for so many years.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying about, I feel what you're saying about pride, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Pride can be an evil thing when it comes to anybody. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not just black people. But
it can be anybody, but black people, we do tend to take it a little. I mean, come on, let's be real. We tend to take it a little bit further. We tend to hold on to it a little bit more than the races. I mean, nobody likes, you know, feel like that, but we still take it a little bit further than, other races.
Exactly. So, when it comes down to Ray J, like I said, with the whole Ray J thing, and this is that whole meltdown just made me go ahead and do this show. You feel me? That
right.
Honestly, I ain't gonna even front. I was planning on doing something else, but what I'm saying, when I heard that, I was just like, how can I not talk about this? Because then by the time if I wait, it's not gonna be news anymore or whatever. So I had to pretty much just, you know, bump it up and get it on the show and start talking about it since it just happened. Like, you know, this is the first day I've been on the air since it happened. So, I just think that people like Ray J, artists like Ray J, and I don't know Ray J personally, all right? But I know me. And if he was to say something like that about me, now granted, if he was, in order for him to say something like that about me, we would have had to first go through the same thing that him and Fab went through, which means we'd have to have a physical altercation, you know, in front of people, and things would have had to been said on Twitter first to make us, you know what I mean, want to fall out and shit, you know what I mean, and all this other extra shit, you know, all the things that led up to the blow up would have to happen, which, you know, people like me, that's unlikely, because if I feel like it's anything kind of popping off like that, first of all, I've never been too proud to be like, hold on, let me contact this nigga and see what he really feeling. Let me go ahead and try to let him get this off his chest personally. You feel me? You know what I mean? And if this nigga got a problem, for real, if I know if I got this nigga direct number, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to call and I'm going to say, I'm going to call him and I'm going to be like, yo, what's up, man? You know what I mean? Like, what's the problem? What's going on with this, that, or whatever? You know what I mean?
Right.
And in order, because once things go public with beef, once beefs go public and other people see it, that's what fuels it. It's like you can't look like the punk. You can't back down because everybody saw it at this point. A lot of shit can be dispelled in private, but once it goes public and everybody else knows about it, that's when pride kicks in and no one that is going to escalate.
That's what kind of happened because it started out on Twitter, and you know, Ray J, you know, like at one point he wanted to be a little, I guess, a thug or whatever. Like when Brandy was first blowing up, he was trying to get in a gang or something. They was talking about they, you know, they ever since this little beef, now they bringing out everybody's story. So he had some dudes or whatever friends that was cool with gang, but he tried to do a little gang back thing. But basically, to me, it seemed like Nav joked about something on Twitter, and you know, it got hyped up from there. Probably Ray J's camp seen it or whatever seen it, and. You know, then they didn't hype him up, and then so when they seen each other, it was already out, so it wasn't like, oh, nigga, you're going to embarrass me, so okay, I'm going to show you whatever. But at the end of the day, it could be publicity, too, because I just heard the other day that Ray J got a new reality show coming out and something else going on, so it could all just be a publicity stunt, too.
It could. And that's what I think about the Jay-Z. I know that's what was up with the 50 Cent Kanye West shit. Period.
Yeah, that was just
about record sales right there. That shit had absolutely nothing to do with nothing but selling some fucking records all day long. You feel me? So that is what it is on that one right there. Question number four. My bad. I was about to not ask you that one. What do you think of current and past beefs in black music? What was the beef that stands out the most to you when it comes to music,
okay,
to entertainment.
You already know what beat that's gonna be.
I have to ask like I don't know you because other people are on the phone lines listening.
I know
the answer. What is it for the people?
Tupac and Biggie, because I was always will be a huge Tupac fan. So that was of course the beat that stood out the most publicly, you know. And to me, that one was real personal because I felt like Biggie Nymph set him up or at least knew something. Like, he was like, nigga, you claim to run New York and you don't know who did what and you was in the, you know. And then he went hard on hit him up, talking about to fuck your wife. And, woo, he got real personal, so.
The thing about the Biggie Pop beef was when Pop said, he know who shot me. You feel me? I'm like, okay, I'm from a small ass town, and I know niggas who do dirt, but I don't know every nigga who do dirt. That was my thing about that. I was like, yeah, they robbed you outside the studio, but nigga, I mean, you niggas could have just been lurking, waiting for, niggas could know that this is the studio that all these rich ass rap niggas be in and out of, so we gonna hit the next nigga that come through this motherfucker, whoever it is. We recognize this nigga, we gonna hit this nigga. It doesn't necessarily mean that Biggie had him set up or whatever. Now, we don't, of course, if he felt like that, we don't know. Yeah, you never. No, I'm not saying he popped. Like he said, he seen the look in his eyes when he got off the elevator and bleeding and shit. You feel me? They looked like they was shocked that he was alive still or whatever. Like they knew it was coming. You feel me? But at the same time, he's like, you claim to run New York and you ain't know who shot me. That's bullshit. I'm like, well, nigga, Biggie was he was a hustler, but he ain't run New York by no means, shape or form. You feel me? Fluffy was
but that's what Biggie was claiming. So he going based on what Biggie. Oh, Biggie was like, oh, I'm running this or whatever. So Pac was probably like, oh, you always talking about running
New York like that. No, nigga.
If you don't know, nigga, you need to find out who did what.
So you saying it was okay for Pac to beef with Biggie because he should have found out who did it?
Now, see, you know I'm a Tupac fan.
I know that. That's why I'm asking you the question.
I'm not saying it was all right. I'm just saying that how he felt, he was emotional, his perception, and we all know that perception is a motherfucker when you feel it some kind of way, but his perception was, okay, Biggie and them came off the elevator. They surprised to see I'm still alive. Me and you was cool at one time, but I let you sleep on my couch. You claim you run New York, so if you ain't have shit to do with it, you should have been able to put out some info and find out who did have shit to do with it. So since you ain't do that, I feel like you had something to do with it, and now we finna, you know, now I'm finna beef with you. I ain't saying it's right. I'm just saying that that's how he felt. All
right. Honest, I don't know about that. That's all I'm saying. If Biggie was a rapper, he probably didn't have that much clout in the hood like that right there, honestly. You know what I mean?
That's always trying to front and act like they whatever. So if you gonna act like it, if you gonna rap about it, you're supposed to be about it. So hell, he wasn't about it. So then I felt like, oh, since you ain't about it and you can't tell me shit, then you must know something.
Okay, since you're a humongous Tupac fan, you're gonna take that stance. You know, you're a humongous Tupac fan.
I didn't say it was right though.
Take that stance because you're a humongous Tupac fan, so you felt like, you know, so obviously that's your beef. What do you think about that Ray J situation? Yeah.
That Ray J, man, Ray J sounded emotional. And you talking about you got some boys that's going to rape somebody. That sounded a little suspect. It just, you know, yeah, he went hard at the beginning, talking about, yeah, I punched that, da 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 da. But towards the end, it got a little off when you don't have him rape somebody. And I'm still tripping on him bragging about how many cars and how much money he making. So to me, he's just trying to, you know, I guess save his little pride. To me, it sounded like his little pride or his feelings was hurt or whatever, and he was emotional about it.
All right, so I got some clips. I've got clips, actually, of Fabulous, what Fabulous says.
And y'all haven't heard that yet, so I want to hear that.
Okay, I'm trying to get it and load it up right here, but I had some clips of what Fab had said back to Ray J. Hold on, let me go through and try and find this real quick and see where is it at, though. Hold on, I got to find it real quick. I had it loaded up earlier. Let me see. It's actually inside something else. Okay. Give me a second while I, real quick, I had that all ready to go. Now it's just completely freaking disappeared on me. That sucks. Hold on. All right. Okay, hold on 1 second. I got it. I just want people to hear back what Fabulous, you know what I'm saying, said back to, you know, what Fabulous said back to him. I'm trying to find it, okay. I can't find it right now. Hopefully I can come back to it. I had it all loaded up and had it loaded up all ready to go. I don't know how it just disappeared like that. That's crazy. Let's see. Yeah. Because I want people to hear Fab's side of it, you know what I mean? And let him respond back, but yeah. So I don't know what happened to it. I had it, and it's gone. I can't find it at this particular moment. I'll keep looking. But anyway, so we'll go back to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Bliss. We're talking about episode 215. Beef in Black Music. Beef in Black Music. That's what we're talking about today. On K100 Internet Radio. I feel like that beef is good. To me, one of the more classic beefs of all time, you know what I mean, was the one with Dr. Dre and Eazy-E back in the day. You feel me? That was like one of my all-time favorites, was because at that time they were real moguls and everything, and it was just like two juggernauts, and then they came from the same group. You know what I mean? And, you know, to me, that was when they made, what's that song, the one on the Chronic, Dre Day. You feel me? And they made the video with the guy looking like Eazy-E and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, wow, you know, they're really going hard on Eazy. I felt like that was crazy. Another hip-hop beef, I felt, with the LL Cool J Cannabis one. That one was because I felt like a little Young Buck was going up against a juggernaut and then got his career ended. Cause the juggernaut fucked his mom. You might want to know that before you decide to go up against this guy. What more could you have on a nigga? You trying me in my old, nigga, I'm an OG in this shit, nigga. Yo, I remember when your mom was out here grouping your nigga. Your mom, which was Cannabis' manager back in the day, trying to get him on. Nigga, this bitch done gave me head and everything, nigga. You still running your mouth out. What if he had video of that, homie? You should thoroughly research something like that before you go up against a juggernaut like LL Cool J. All right? Just saying. You know what I mean? You feel me? What's another notable beef? I'm trying to think of some other good ones that I felt like just some of the ensuing songs that came out of it. Nas and Hov, because the Nas and Jay-Z beef made produce songs. I always like beefs that produce songs in hip hop. When it comes to hip hop, if there's never a song made about the beef, I never really consider it a real beef. At the end of the day, you gotta make a song. You gotta put it in bars. Let me hear you go at this nigga. You feel me? Ether, Jay-Z lost that beef. Let me say that again. Jay-Z got murked. I know a lot of Jay-Z fans probably on the line or whatever saying that nigga, what? No. Ether totally destroyed. He destroyed Jay-Z with Ether. It wasn't even really a close matchup. Don't get me wrong, come on, R.O.C., you running this rap shit. That song was hard. And everybody was like, ooh, until Nas dropped Easter. And that was it. Jay was dead. Nothing to talk about, folks. Nothing to see here. Keep it moving. All right? Nothing to see. Keep it moving. So that was another classic one that I like. I'm trying to think of something that was who was some down. Oh yeah, the Down South beef that I really was into was the Lil Flip T.I. beef. The Lil Flip T.I. beef. That's because they actually got. I don't know if you consider that a fist fight. It actually led to a physical altercation, but just the fight, no one died. Of course, when it comes to the songs, T.I. totally destroys this man's career. He totally just. First of all, let me just say this right here when it comes to rap. I'm on last couple minutes of the show. I'm just going to be on some rap shit right now because I'm not even really considering you R&B niggas tough anyway. You might be. Or you might want to stick something in somebody's booty hole. I don't know. Great day. I don't know. I'm confused with you, homie. But this is the point. The point is this. When it comes to rap, which is my genre, which is my specialty, if you're going to beef with somebody, you got to make sure, if you're going to actually put this song out and put this shit on wax, that you can actually stand up to this artist lyrically. So, not necessarily lyrically, but you got to be able to make a song. You got to have the ability to make a song that's going to make the streets feel your side of the story. Period, point blank. Now, when you two guys who got kind of sort of a equal playing field on skill level and shit, you know what I mean? Then it becomes classic like the Jay-Z and Nas situation. You feel me? But when it's lopsided, like, because T.I. can fucking just. Lil Flip is not even in the stratosphere of T.I. as an MC at all. They're not even comparable. He's just not lyrically able to match him up. It was kind of crazy for him to start making records about T.I. knowing that T.I. has such a large fan base and T.I. is a monster when it comes to, you know, wordplay, actually. I really give T.I. doesn't get enough credit for his wordplay, to be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned. That's because he releases a lot of singles that are just club shit and, you know, shit to just heat the streets up. But when you listen to his albums, he's probably one of the best in the South right now, honestly. Definitely in the top five. I say top 10 in the South as far as the wordplay. But he just picks and chooses when he wants to break that skill level out. You know what I mean? So he destroyed him every time he spit a 16 about Flip, he just murked him. He just destroyed him. And the little songs that I heard that Flip come back for, it was like, it sound cool, but just your choice in production and how you going in, it's like anybody could have made those raps up. You know what I mean? You feel me? But just a little advice for some of you rappers out here. If you want to beef with somebody, make sure you can actually at least stand your ground with this person on a mic, because they could just end your whole shit. Another beef that's recently that I gotta talk about, if we're gonna be talking about beef and rap, is the Gucci Man and Jeezy beef. Now that one that almost turned into a Biggie Pac situation, real quick. Of course, everybody, let's just put it out there. I don't fuck that shit. I don't really give a shit. Jeezy tried to have him set up to get killed. That's just, people know that. No one wants to say it, but yeah, pretty much, you know what I mean? Those guys were affiliated with him that came looking for him, you know. And Gucci Merc, one of them niggas. He was strapped up, nigga. I mean, if you beefing with a nigga who known, if you beefing with a nigga who you know got goons on their squad who actually will touch you, why wouldn't you be? Why would you be walking around naked? You'd be the, if Gucci Man would have got caught slipping without a pistol that night, he deserved everything they got. Not to say everybody deserves to die, but if you're going to be beefing with a cat like Jeezy and saying stuff on records about him and questioning his streets, and you know this guy's got enough money to pay to get you killed, and he's got the propensity and the guts to do that, you know what I mean? Then you should, in fact, stay strapped, which is what Gucci did. They came for him, turned out bad for him. I'm not a Gucci Man fan, but one thing I will never question is Gucci Street. You won't hear me question Gucci Street on K100. You will hear me question his lyrical ability consistently, because I think he's just can't. I just can't take Gucci's music. But he's to me, as far as being a, but people don't listen to Gucci because he's the illest lyricist. They just listen to Gucci because he says the shit that a lot of niggas can relate to in the hood. And he says it simple enough because a lot of these niggas can't even follow the wordplay of a lot of other artists. He's the simplest, he's the streets in simplest form on a rap. So a lot of these street niggas that's following Gucci, they can't get into the wordplay because they probably won't even know half of the shit. Some of my words, they probably won't even be able to get because my vocabulary is just outside of a fifth grade, of a third grade level. Gucci raps about his words never go above, or maybe max, a fifth grade level. Max. He's never rapped anything complicated in his words. So the niggas that he's talking to, his fan base, are niggas who probably didn't graduate from high school, who are in the streets trapping. The bras, no different. You know what I mean? Unless you're an educated girl who just like beats and all you really want to do is dance to the beat, that's pretty much his fan base. So why would he be complicated? I get what Gucci is doing. So I've never questioned Gucci Street on the show, but I have said that he's just not a good rapper to me. So, you know, that's my thing why I don't listen to Gucci. But not because I feel like, oh, he's a fake-ass nigga. You feel me? I've always said that when them niggas came for him and he knew he was beefing with another nigga and he was ready for whatever, when they came, he handled grown man business. I give him all the props in the world for that. Some people say that was stupid. You're a stupid motherfucker if you think that. You're the stupid motherfucker. Straight the fuck up. You know what I mean? I don't know what reality you live in, but if motherfuckers threatening to kill me, I ain't going nowhere without a pistol. Felon or not, nigga. If I'm out here on these streets, motherfucker, I got a pistol. Judge by 12 or carry by 6. I live by that. So I can't be remiss to just leave that beef out. That was one of the beefs that I was just like, wow, because he really tried to touch this dude, and this dude murked one of these niggas, and it was, wow. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, this shit is going to, you know, that's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? And luckily, it kind of ended, one person did lose their life, but he was irrelevant. He was, you know, he's not the star. I mean, I'm pretty sure his family don't feel like he's irrelevant, but in the grand scheme of things, that guy was irrelevant. Let's just keep it 100. All right, he doesn't matter. No one even knows who the fuck his name is. No one cares. I don't. No one. Except maybe outside his family, no one gives a fuck who that person was. Right now, I can call 2,000 people and no one knows his name. No one knows his name. But they know Gucci's name and they know Jeezy's name. That's all that matters in that beef. You feel me? So, that was one of the more notable beefs, probably if not the notable beef of the decade if you're living in the Atlanta area. If you live in the Atlanta area like I do, that beef just, that's what the street, that had the streets on fire when it was full-fledged. You know what I mean? I remember going to clubs and people from one camp being there and they going up telling DJs, yo, don't play that other nigga record while we in here or it's going to be problems and all that. I was witnessing all that going on when they was at the height of their shit. So, like I said, sometimes it ends bad, sometimes it ends good. I'm getting ready to go off the air, and in short, I'm going to say that beef is good as long as no one gets hurt. How about that? Is that having my cake and eating it too? I'm almost positive it is. K100 Internet Radio, episode 215. Thanks for tuning into the show. I really appreciate it. You dig? Get ready to hit the Music Is My Life showcase. Music Is My Life showcase downtown off Auburn Avenue at the Black Lion. I think it's called something else now, but it's right up Auburn Avenue. If you're an artist in the Atlanta area and you're looking to get your networking on, shout out to Lady Shaq, Over the Top promo. You feel me? Big ups to her. She's a good person. I'm going to go check out her event tonight, so I'm signing off on K100 on time tonight. All right? You guys catch me this week, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. I don't know if I'm airing tomorrow night or Thursday, but catch me this week, all right, for episode 216 of K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'll catch you guys for the next episode, all right? I'm out.